Anyway, we appreciate you joining us. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. And there is obviously some things going on in the book of Ephesians that is very, very important. And as we worked on our chart, no markers are up there. I'll get one. That we've been putting up here. The foundation and people that are under the assumption that there is one gospel would be very, very wrong for a lot of reasons. But what's very, very important about all this, as you start to build that gospel era and stuff, when you get into the book of Ephesians, you really start to see things. And this will probably be the last on this small series that we're doing. And I'm going to put the cross here. It's just in time here. Holy Spirit, that's Acts chapter 2. The saving of the Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 9. I'm going to put 13 and do that like that. And I'm going to put the gospel of Christ. Now, what's the difference between the gospel of God? What's the gospel of God? Everybody. That Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. That's the good news of God. He said that in Matthew chapter 3. That's the gospel of God. What is the gospel of Christ? No, the death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel of God. That's death, burial, and resurrection. Right. It is the adding the S factor. Okay? Now, there is very important. Nobody ever had to do works in order to be saved. Ever. From the S factor on. The thing that happened, though, is that there were works to be able to hear it. Did that make sense? Did I confuse anybody? They had to be able to hear the gospel of Christ, be in the covenants of promise. Okay? Go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, and I'm going to show you the people like you. You're outside the covenant. You didn't have those promises. You didn't have that hope. You're more like these people. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past, and I would take you back to Acts chapter 19 as that time past. I would write that in my Bible. That's Acts chapter 19, literally. Wherefore, remember that you, being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time, what time? The time past of verse 11, which was what? Acts 19. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise. What covenants of promise? Genesis chapter 12. Now what would have caused because we know that when he starts preaching in Acts chapter 13, he tells who should be hearing this gospel. Go to Acts chapter 13. Go to Acts chapter 13. Verse 23. Acts 13, 23, familiar verse with all of us here. Acts 13, verse 23, read with me there. In verse 23 it says, of this man's seed, whose man's seed? David, the son of Jesse. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a what? You should have Luke chapter 1, verse 68 and 69 written in your Bible right there. And if you don't, you should write it there. Luke chapter 1, verse 68 and 69. Now, God had promised to raise unto God, or onto Israel a what? Savior. Go to Luke chapter 1. Hold on to here. We're coming right back in Luke chapter 1. In Luke chapter 1, 68. In Luke chapter 1, verse 68, the Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people." Who's his people? Israel. "And hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." You see that? Who did he raise God up to here? Israel. What, can you not hear me? Oh, cut my amp off. It's my amp. Yeah. Did that cut it out? No, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, back to Acts 13 now. Verse 26. Acts 13, 26. We read 23. Coming down. 26. Paul letting loose preaching here. "Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham." Who would that be? Israel. "And whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent." Let me ask a question. Was it sent to Gentiles? Yes. Who said no? You said no. You just flunked the test. It did go to Israel and to what? Gentiles that what? Fear God. What would they have done if they feared God? Based upon the covenants. Go to Genesis. That's exactly right. They would have blessed a Jew. And everywhere in scriptures, outside of the dispensation of grace, that's true. That is the only hope for any Gentile, listen to me, from Genesis all the way back here to Revelation over here, except for a small portion in here. The only way for a Gentile to get saved is to find a Jew and bless him or the nation. That's it. Now, differing blessings fell upon them at different times. You understand? Wasn't always the same blessing. Ruth, what did she get blessed by? Come on, the story of Ruth. Y'all know the story of Ruth. Naomi, she ended up marrying Boaz. Yeah, she blessed Naomi, and there was a famine in the land, and she went in there and she harvested as a slave to feed her and Naomi. And Boaz saw that she was blessing Naomi, and he blessed her by telling the people in the field to leave more for her as she came around, blessed her, ultimately ended up being her kinsman redeemer. Ruth is a type of a Gentile here. She gets redeemed, but she can't redeem them right up. She has to go through Israel first, so she goes to the 10 men that represents the law. And says, you're closer than I am. Will you redeem her? And Naomi was black. And he said, oh, no way. Thank you, it's Ruth. I failed the test. Hey, here's the difference between me and Stan. I can admit it right up. I flunked. It was Ruth, not Naomi. And this guy loved Naomi. And he wanted to redeem her. And the guy ends up taking off his shoes as a signal that he's passing off. And he passes it off as a kinsman redeemer. She is a type of Gentile that gets the S factor. Now, look in Genesis 12. Y'all there? That's what God said. This covenant only does not affect... This covenant, by the way, does not affect you. Okay? This covenant does not affect you, and I'll show you why, Lord willing, in the next 30 minutes. Verse 2. And I will make thee a great nation. Who is he talking about? Abraham, which will ultimately become who? Israel. And I will bless thee. Who's he going to bless? Abraham. And make thy name great. And thou shall be a blessing. And I'll tell you what else I'll do, Abraham. I will bless them that bless thee. Any Gentile along, he comes along. Any Gentile that blesses Israel, guess what? I'm going to let the blessings fall down upon them. Pretty cool, huh? Now, those different blessings was like Ruth. She got that and married Boaz, right? How about Rahab the lying harlot, the whore? Jericho's wall came down, and what happened to her place? It stood still, didn't it? God blessed her. How about the Syrophoenician woman that approaches Jesus in Matthew 15? Comes to him and said, good master, what good thing, I'm quoting Matthew 19 verse 16, instead of Matthew 15, 22. One came out of the same coast and cried unto him saying, Lord, have mercy on me, for my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. You know what he said to her? Not a word. Now, why did he do that? Go to that story. This is important. This really plays in. Go to Matthew 15. Now, the reason I'm trying to build this up is because I want you to see that your salvation is fantastic. As they say in Italy, fantastico. I know you didn't know I could speak Italian. Huh? Spanish and Italian very close. They got confused there. All right, Matthew 15, 22. Now watch this story. You know what? I have never heard a church ever outside of the grace believers that I know ever preach this right. Not one time. Not one single time. That's amazing. Watch this. Verse 22. And behold, a woman came out of the same coast. Boy, it sounds like I was reading that, didn't it? And cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Everybody, repeat with me. But he answered her not a word. You know, that sounds like the most rudest thing I could ever hear of a Savior doing. My daughter's grievously vexed with the devil. What do you think about that, Sterling? You ever hear that before in church? How long you been in church? What are you, 26? I'm kidding. Come on. Have you ever heard of that? Where Jesus stood there? I had never heard of it. Carlton? Mary? How about it, Jeff? You ever hear that? That he just wasn't going to talk to her? In fact, his disciples came and besought her, saying what? Send her away. You know why? She's a Gentile. He said, verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but on the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Why? Luke chapter 1 verse 69, he had raised onto the house of David a Savior. And then he says, it's verse 25, then she came and worshiped me, saying, Lord, help me. And here's the point. And he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread. That is the children's word given to Israel. Children being Israel. The bread being the word of God. And cast it to the dogs, the Gentiles. And she said, truth, Lord, it's not right for you to do that. You shouldn't give me what you have planned for Israel. That would be wrong. But she said, Lord, yet the dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Who is this lady's master? Israel. And what happens at the table when you're eating? And you think a dog that's an enemy would be in that house? Go like this. No. And so when he's talking to these people in Acts chapter 13, we're getting back now. Have I made clarity in your mind? Not one time in any church explaining that Gentiles, every church, listen to me very carefully, they act as if God can get to those Gentiles directly. Never have I ever heard that the only way for a Gentile to get saved was to go bless a Jew. I've never heard that. Have you? David, you've been in church a long time. Have you ever heard that? Have you been in church, Jim?
All they do is summarize those passages to indicate that Christ, if you talk to Christ and have a relationship, he's going to take care of you. But they don't draw out the map on how to do it.
Yeah. Let me tell you, there's only three passages of a Gentile in the New Testament that you need to pay attention. One is here, the Syrophoenician woman. The other one is in Luke chapter 7, the centurion servant. And the third one is Cornelius, and all of them had blessed. All of them. Not one, there is not one Gentile that approaches to Jesus Christ and gets talked to outside of Israel coming first. Not once. And I was taught in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that God was speaking directly to me. Isn't that what you taught? Well, if that's true, then why did he treat that Syrophoenician woman that way? That's weird. If you don't rightly divide this book, you're going to be absolutely confused. Go to Acts chapter 13. Verse 26. This may take the other hour or two. We'll just see how it works. Running a little slow here. Verse 26. Men and brethren, the children of the stock of Abraham, we know who that is. Amen? And whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Was it sent to people outside the covenant that was under the curse? Was it sent to Gentiles that had never blessed Israel? No. It was only dedicated to Israel and the Gentiles that feared God. Got it? What was it? Verse 38. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, through this man is preached unto you the what? The forgiveness of sin. Guess what that started? The S factor. That's the S factor. He's died for your sins. But not everybody sins. Whose? Jews and Jewish proselytes and Gentiles that feared God. Got it? Jews, Jewish proselytes, and Gentiles that feared God. That's who it... Okay? Y'all with me? That's the S factor is who that... That's the word of the salvation was sent to those people. Jews, Jewish proselytes, and Gentiles that feared God. Well, what happens if you'd curse Gentiles? Well, go back to Ephesians, huh? Someone said curse, that's right. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Watch this. Look at their condition in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. These Gentiles at that time, in that time past, Now, we know that there's some Gentiles that have hope. Why? They blessed a Jew. But these people didn't have hope. Verse 12, that at that time you were without Christ. How come? Well, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having what? No hope and without God in the world. You see that? Why did they have no hope? They were being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. They were strangers from the covenant. Why were they outside the covenants of promise? They cursed. As long as they kept cursing, if you added the C factor, the C factor minus you from the S factor. If you C factored, you're minused away from the S factor. If you curse God in this, you were outside. You had how much hope? No hope. Well, how many of y'all ever blessed a Jew? None. You know, the Jews aren't even a people at this point. And what happened if God allowed Israel to completely fall? And then what would you do if Israel wasn't around at all? And you couldn't bless them. Could you be saved? According to what we've heard so far. Zero. There would be how much hope? So Israel was the hope of the Gentiles at that point. Amen? But if Israel fell as a nation and God didn't change the program, what would you have? You see that? Boy, that is so clear. If you can't get that in your mind, there's something very, very wrong. See, God allowed Israel at Acts 28. Now, was it happening before Acts 28? Yeah, I believe probably around 22. But it's a defined moment at Acts 28. Amen? Israel was falling. It was, and I'm going to show you that. Thank you for bringing that up, William. I miss Larry, but you've done a good job replacing him. Praise the Lord. That's right. Go to Romans chapter 11. William's just trying to throw me some softballs to make it easy for me to hit a home run and look smart. I appreciate that. Are you getting this? Because if you're not getting it, let me stop. If you're confused, let me stop. You've got to understand that when Paul started preaching the gospel, when he quotes 1 Corinthians 15, that he died for our sins is not our sins, it's these people's sins. We're in the C factor, which would not allow us to be the S factor because we're in the C factor. Now, had we had the B factor, that would have allowed us to what? Have the S factor. Right? The B factor is blessing. If you bless, would you have the S? Yes. If you're a C, you lose the S. David, you with me? Jim? Sterling? Renee? Jackie? Okay. Romans chapter 11. Verse 7. What then? Israel have not attained that which it seeketh for, but the election hath attained it, and the rest were blind. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber eyes. Slumber eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear unto this day. David said, let their table be a snare, a trap, a stumbling block, a rock of a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. Have they stumbled that they should fall? They stumbled at the words of Jesus Christ. And the tree of Israel laid adrift from that point on. It was declining the whole time. But just as it spent this approximately 40 years, isn't that interesting? The tree had fallen, but how many times have you gone out to the tree in the woods that had fallen and it keeps blooming year after year? And that's exactly what Israel was at that point. They were a chopped down tree, but every year they'd grow new branches and new things. And up until Acts 28, which has to do with this passage. Verse 12. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them. Well, when did they diminish? Right here. Israel is no longer God's people. They're diminished. Kaputi. So what happens? They're like Hosea 1 verse 9. They become, lo am I, they're not my children. You want to put Hosea 1 verse 9 right there in your Bible, I guarantee you. I mean, how do you do Romans chapter 3? Look in Romans chapter 3. I believe this was true at that time. Romans chapter 3. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Everybody. Well, is that true today? No. There are some things that have dispensationally changed. Y'all with me? Man, you can't miss this. These people were the people from here back that was a, there was a promise made. God made a promise. He promised Israel a Savior, and anybody that blessed them, He'd bless them too. According to the promise. Covenants of promise. I know. I don't blame you. My kids used to say, Daddy, I can't sleep. And so Mom would go get a tape of me and put it on. In about 2 minutes, all you'd hear out of that room is... So you can go cut it off. She says, no, I need it to go to sleep too. Well, are there any advantages of being a Jew today? No. So, things rocked along. Go back to Romans 11. Are y'all there in Romans 11 still? It's not very many pages. I think you can flip that many without breaking your fingers. Romans 11, things were changing at the book of Romans. Romans is a transitional book. He says, and if by grace, verse 6, then it's no more of, well then at one day it must have been what? Works. What works had to be? How about in Israel? What works did they have to do to get it? Huh? They didn't have to do anything. They were in the seed. They were Abraham's seed. They didn't have to do anything. The only person that had to do anything to get anything was a Gentile, and they had to have a blessed factor, a B factor. You understand? He's talking to Gentiles. You know how I know that? Abraham didn't need to do anything. They were in the seed. If they were Abraham's seed, could they hear the gospel? Yeah. Huh? Well, they would have kept the Sabbath if they were Israel. Absolutely. Otherwise, they'd have been idolaters and thrown out. I mean, they would have kept the Sabbath. And done that? Mm-hmm. I understand. You need some vibe. Did you not get you a Diet Coke? I'll buy you one afterwards. You need something terrible. I'll get you some Vive. Romans 11. And if by grace, then it's no more of works. Well, what does that tell me? It was once of works. What were the works? The Syrophoenician woman, the Luke servant in Luke chapter 7, right? The centurion servant. Cornelius, what did he do? Prayed to God always and gave much alms to the what? How about Ruth? How about Rahab? And on and on. If it's by grace, then it's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. And if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more what? Things were changing in the book of Romans. Go to Ephesians again. The Jews never had to do anything other than be born onto Adam, Abraham, and keep the Sabbath day and those things that they would normally do. Did any of them keep the law? No. How did we conclude? The Scripture hath concluded all under sin. Galatians chapter 3. They weren't any better than the Gentiles. But they did have something that the Gentiles didn't have. They had a hope and they had a promise. No Gentiles had that except that they blessed and they had to do a work to get that. You got it? Very important. Did that answer your question, Carlton, or? Okay. Well, did, but you, if you'll find out, they didn't have to do anything. He is writing to some, well, there's Jews there in Rome, but they would have known that they were in the promise anyway because they were Jews. Romans 11 verse 6 is to a Gentile, and it's changing from works. And the reason why is because of Ephesians chapter 2. Now watch this. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Y'all there? This is so important. And you hath he quickened. The you is very important. I believe the you is the second group that we're about. Well, this parenthesis is in the wrong place, okay? Right here. The you is this group over here, not the we's over here. Okay? There's two groups. There's the we's. Go to Ephesians 1, verse 13. Let me show it here. It's easier to see it. Look at verse 12. Ephesians 1, verse 12. Let me just separate the two groups. That we, there's the we, underline the we, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. When did they trust Him? Acts chapter 19, when they were running around there. Got it? Go like this. They were the ones that He had in the school of one Tyrannus, and He taught for a couple years on and on. Got it? Verse 13. In whom you also trusted. Who's the ye? Those outside the covenant, I'm going to put the ye's over here. And then I'm going to use the term us and we all for the whole group. Okay, let's see if I can make this work. In whom ye also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Why? We couldn't have fit into the gospel of this salvation back here. Why? We had the C factor to us. We couldn't fit into that. We had cursed Israel. We hadn't blessed Israel. We were under the C factor, therefore minusing us out of the S factor. But He said, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, all of us. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 2. These pronouns mean something, boys and girls. And you, who's the you? Those outside the covenant. Hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. They were following Satan and his angels, worshiping goddesses like Diana. According to the prince and the power of the air, which is who? Satan. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And were by nature, they were born on it, the children of wrath. What were they born onto? Adam. 1 Corinthians 15:22 needs to be written right there. In Adam, all die. How many die? Romans chapter 5, verse 12. By one man, Adam, sin entered into the world. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 needs to be there too. Y'all got it? One man. It didn't come by Satan. Didn't come by temptation. It came by one man, Adam. Yes, 15:22. I'm sorry. I don't have it in mind. I have it in my head and I got confused there. Where's my Bible pen when I need it? I'm thinking, man, I'm giving out some great notes. I need to copy those down. Tony tried to take my Bible today and said, just preach it without the Word of God. You know it. You know it. You don't let me use notes. You don't need the Bible. I'm like, I could almost do this. No, you don't. You know what? I'll do that. I bet people think that they can preach my notes. And that just isn't it. You either know the subject or you don't. You know what? Listen, I ain't going to act like I know a Toyota around Tony. He sells Toyotas. He can tell me everything that Toyota will do. He knows every way that seat will move. He knows how to get it to wiggle and move and steering wheel to move up and down. I'd be hunting all over. That's kind of how you guys are in the scriptures. I'm doing this for a living, guys. You know? But I'm trying to make you all Bible-believing saints, just like Tony's trying to make you all Toyota owners. Amen? And the more you know about the Toyota, the more you enjoy it. Right? Oh, I didn't know it could do that. Oh, look at that. What a bless. Oh, my goodness. Did you know the seat warms itself some? Has a massage coming up. I'm just kidding. Yeah. You ought to get in the Jag, baby. It does all that. It's a little bit up from the Toyota, though. All right, verse 12. 13. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Those two groups, back to verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, oh, thank God for those words, you ought to underline those. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved both groups. Both groups. Us. Now watch what he says. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. Now why didn't he say by grace? We are all saved. That would be the way to say it, wouldn't it? If we were all just saved by grace. It would be just, hey, we're all saved by grace, right? I mean, the Holy Spirit has some need to say, by grace, ye are saved. You know why? Thus enters the G factor. God's grace is opened up. It's no more of works. You can't bless a Jew anymore. You don't get it by that means anymore. All of a sudden, it's amazing grace. Now you got to think about it. Over here, God used the portal of Israel to come through. And he reaches his hand to save these people down here. But Israel becomes Lo Am I. So he can't use the portal of Israel anymore. So he uses the portal of grace. And he reaches by his grace beyond the realm of Israel so he can save you. And thus we say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Well, why was I a wretch? Hey, these people are the C-factor people. They have cursed idol-worshipping Gentiles that had how much hope? But now, through the infinite wisdom and the incredible, matchless grace, God reaches out. See, you could not even have heard the gospel back in this portion. You wouldn't even been allowed near it. If you came to the temple, they would have had to sterilize the temple. But not anymore. Are your sins paid for? Yeah. How did you get that? By blessing a Jew? And thus, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved. Boy, that's important. Amen. Ye saved through faith. What faith? It's not your faith. It's the faith of Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. I don't know. Read from 20 to 25. It's in there twice. I can't think of the exact verse. Huh? Romans 3. 20 through 25. Hey, it's the faith of Christ. It isn't even your faith. Say, I want to believe. You can't. It's His faith. He's already believed for you. What did He believe? He believed that God the Father would allow Him to become sin for you, who knew no sin, that He would resurrect, are you listening? Him from the grave. He believed God the Father back here. When did Paul find out about this? I believe it was probably in Acts chapter 14 when he was in that trance and stoned, or whatever he was, when he was taken out of the city and stoned and left for dead. Y'all with me? He got this information, but it was unlawful for a man to speak at that time. But at the end, that time becomes available, and those that were out because of the C factor got it because of the G factor. So what do we know about the C factor? It's less than the what? You got it? C factor is less than the G factor. If the C factor and the G factor are equal, what would happen? It cancel it out. That's why grace is more important than what you are and what you do. You understand? This is a math equation. This is something that God has laid out in a simple math equation, then you got it. If you're a C, you need the G. Man, there is no way that a C will ever, a C plus the G equals the S factor. But C with nothing, you can't get to the what? The S factor. And that's the way it is.
Well, I don't know if I can't
That's the way it is. All right, let's take a break.